Hello, Aztecs, listeners of the Spear Sports Report. I am Juan Daniel Avila.
And I am Daniela Ramirez. And today we have our first special guest on our podcast.
Let's get a drum roll for our daily Aztec sports reporter, Jason Freud. Jason, how are you doing, man? Nice to finally have you on. Can you introduce yourself to the people out here? We've been trying to get you here for the longest time, but please talk to us, man. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on, guys. Like I said before, I'm Jason Freund. I'm the current sports editor with the Daily Aztec right now. Have been since the beginning of the year, last year. Well, not the beginning of the year, beginning of the fall semester. I've been the sports editor for the Daily Aztec. Covered a lot of things, written a lot of things, but I've met a lot of great people right now, including the two people sitting in this room with me. So thank you for having me on, guys. I'm glad to be here, ready to talk some sports.
Yeah, and obviously, as you guys could hear, he has a great voice. That's why we obviously had to get him on the first podcast.
Very powerful.
You know what? I just noticed we're all wearing black, so yeah. something about that is going good today. Good chemistry. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're not recording from the economical studio today. We're actually in the multimedia room here at the DA, so that's a plus already. We're making what we can with one microphone. Obviously, I think it's doing great. Hopefully, Blue Yeti sponsors us one time for shouting them out.
Chase the bag.
Great quality microphone, obviously. But I'm glad we're here in person, actually. So it's cool. Obviously, we got all our protocols in right before coming in. We have our green token ready to go for the semester. It's right about to kick off next week. So I'm happy. Are you guys happy to come back in person, Jason?
Yeah, of course I am, man. This is my last semester here. I'm graduating this semester, and I really was hoping not to spend it online, and now we actually get to come back. So, I mean, at least now a lot of myself and a lot of other seniors at the school now have a chance to, you know, graduate in person, spend their final years here, final classes here, just to have a little bit of time left on this campus. I know you're graduating right soon, Danny, so you're kind of in the same boat as I am.
Yeah. I know we talked about our farewell that we have to write. I still haven't really thought it through. I know that's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, especially because this was my dream school, and things turned great out to me, honestly, in all case here, especially at the Daily Aztec. Luckily for Daniela, she still has another semester.
I know, it's another
year. Another year, so
another
she's chilling.
She, yeah.
Hopefully you get the best of it in sports as well.
Yeah. I kind of have mine, like, figured out actually a little bit. Like, I've kind of got mine, like, I guess, plot lined and like how I want to start, how I want to end, how the title is going to be. It's just kind of filling in that, like, that filler right there. Kind of like putting
that
in
sandwich, that ham inside.
Putting in the meat and potatoes in that last part.
Shout me out,
really,
you guys,
want.
Farewell. Shout me out. Your guys' favorite sports gal. No, just kidding.
We're going to have to. We also have women coming in very soon, too. Shout out to all the women in sports. You know, that was a big day for them. And we always, you know, try to persuade them to keep doing their best. And obviously, we're going to have some guests. We already talked to Jenna. We talked to...
Hey, whoa. No spoilers. No spoilers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we had already said it. There's obviously the case that we don't have as much women as we would want.
Definitely.
So you'll definitely hear from them very soon. We're not telling who's coming in first.
True.
We're just saying, you know, we have everyone there on the team. And, you know, we might just even have someone from news out here that might just want to pop in. I think we're most consistent one so far, so that's good that we're doing that. But going right into sports, right digging in, men's basketball is why we have you here. Jason, you've been very close to them, seen a couple other games, at least more than me. I actually got to first see this week's game, and I actually paid attention to it. But you could tell us from your perspective, what did you think of this very last game? And then we'll probably jump into what we saw, what we've been seeing in this past season.
Well, will the real San Diego State Aztec basketball team please stand up? I mean, it's been kind of like a back and forth kind of thing. I mean, they lose the first game, win the second game, then lose the third game, then win the last game. So it's really kind of just been back and forth with the San Diego State Aztecs. They've had problems the first game. I mean, the first game against Boise State, they were coming off of COVID, they're coming off of two-week COVID pause, that they had some rust, there was some clear rust going on, and then they just shellacked UNLV, and then they go to Utah State, they get destroyed by Utah State, and now going against New Mexico, it's more of a return to form for the Aztecs. 72-47 win for San Diego State against New Mexico. Now, here's the thing. San Diego State has always played good at Viejas Arena. It is the best student section right now in all of college basketball. Shout out to the show. Shout out Chase Osborne, a man helping run the show right now, and Chase Carlo as well.
Okay.
But
it's a home game. Like, it's home. Like, of course you're going to play your best because you got your people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's home. I mean, yeah, definitely. In that Boise State game, wasn't there some athletes that were just getting off COVID?
A few athletes, yeah, who had been afflicted with COVID. They never really officially released the names of some people who've had COVID.
Of course, yeah.
But it was clear there was a lot of rust going on, at least in terms of the offense. They were a little rusty. They were trying to get some shots off. They tried to force some shots. And Boise State has a really good defense. They're two of the top defensive teams in the country right now. But trying to get this closer to another game, that's the game that was a couple days ago. I don't know when this is going to get posted, so I'm just saying
Monday.
Get safe.
Oh, yeah, Monday. So yeah. That's the routine. Mondays will be posted. After this podcast is up, you would have seen the results against Colorado and Nevada. I'm actually going to the Nevada game on Sunday. It's going to be my first time ever going to a basketball game as a fan. So if you see me there, you know, I'm going to be wearing all red and white.
Get there early because you're going to want to sit in the show. Make sure you get there early.
Definitely. I don't know how that works out yet, but I'm going there by myself. I'm just going to be living in the moment. Going to very much appreciate
it. School's back, so get there early. We're going to the games. School's going to be back. Everyone's going to be starting to get back to campus, starting to go back to the dorms or places. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you're going to the game. You want to get there early and get the best seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so today is Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday, they play Colorado. What predictions could we make of this? And then we'll go back into Nevada. But Colorado, they're actually right beneath us in the stands, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
They're fourth place. We're in third place. And then obviously Wyoming on top of us and Boise State being the undefeated team, which is I'll talk more about that. But do you think we will be able to beat this Boise State team?
Colorado State team, yeah. I feel like yes. I feel like San Diego State, they have opportunities to beat every team they face.
Okay.
This is just how talented of a team they are, but it's going to be different because this team, they're going to be playing in Colorado Springs, and that's going to be playing in elevation, you know, playing near the Rockies, yeah, elevation. A lot of teams, not just San Diego State, we always see teams kind of struggle when they're playing in Colorado against a Colorado-based team. You don't even have to look at basketball. You can look at Major League Baseball when the Padres go out to play the Rockies. It's always a little bit different. Like in Denver, sometimes teams struggle in the elevation with Denver, so that kind of makes it a little difficult to play there, but I'm not sure about how Colorado State is in the standings for San Diego State. They might be like what you just said. They might be a little bit higher. I think
they're actually in third place. I think we dropped down.
Yeah, after that loss, that loss, not this past game, but the past game before, it brought us down.
Well, Colorado State does have more wins than San Diego State in conference, but they do have one more loss. So San Diego State is only 4-2 in conference right now. So, I mean, that's probably why they're a little bit lower right now in terms of the conference standings. But Colorado State is still a really talented basketball team. And it's going to be really tough to beat them. But I think if everything kind of goes perfectly for San Diego State, this is a game they can come out on top of. They can come out and win this game. Because I don't know if you guys realize this, but every game has kind of become must-win for San Diego State now, especially in terms of trying to get into the big dance in March.
Yeah. I was comparing this last week when I was going to watch Mexico play in the World Cup qualifiers. They're in the same thing. You know, Mexico's in between third place and fourth place, so they have to fight. That's how I see it, and I always say this because I'm very knowledgeable in soccer but not in basketball, but I'm seeing the same instances here. San Diego's in fourth place. They really have to win, in my opinion, so we could see their full potential. They have to beat everyone that is on top of them. Essentially, what I was asking you, Jason, about Boise State, I mean, they're 8-0 in conference. That's what I'm saying. Do you think the next time we play them, they could potentially be at that level where they could win? Obviously, we still have Wyoming on the way before that or after that. So right now, as the standings are, San Diego's in fourth place, so the best teams are the top three right now. But Boise State, they haven't lost a game yet. That's what I want to see. Could we beat this 8-0 team if we were to face them tomorrow?
I think we could.
Okay.
I genuinely think we could because San Diego State held Boise State to just 42 points in the game they played. And Boise State had been like on a roll of winning, just like big wins, just huge dominating wins. And they came to San Diego State only winning by 5 points, really only won by 3 points. They got like a last second free throw because of some penalty that was called against San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
But they got two last second free throws, so really they only should have won by three. That score is a little bit deceiving. San Diego State held them to a career, this 42 points they scored was a career low. If San Diego State this time comes out with a better offense, with a better offensive plan, and maybe figuring out more how Boise State's defensive scheme works and like a better understanding of that, while keeping that defensive level at the same height as it was at Viejas Arena when they faced the Broncos, yeah, I really think they could beat Boise State. This is that talented of a team.
Okay.
Well, it was a really close game. I mean, 37-42. So we lose that one, but then we lose pretty bad against Utah. Why do you think that we're so close to such a undefeated team, but yet we lose against Utah? What do you think happened there?
Sometimes that's just how sports works, unfortunately. That's kind of just how basketball works. Sometimes you can dominate some really good team, and then against one of the lower teams in the conference, sometimes you'll end up losing. San Diego State has been inconsistent when it comes to their shooting sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it could have been just another case of San Diego State not being able to shoot the ball right. So that could be a reason they lost to Utah State. And also, the game was in Utah. This is in Logan in Utah's. And Utah State does have a good student section. They have a decent arena. They have a nice, like, little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Atmosphere.
That's what it is. Atmosphere. I mean, it's not as good as the show, of course, but still, mm-hmm. it's a good environment.
Right.
So that maybe threw off San Diego State a little bit, but it's tough to say, really.
Right. It's okay. Sports. Yeah. You know, it's really unpredictable and stuff like that. But what about some key players on our team? I mean, our team is still very solid. Number four, I mean, that's still really great. I mean, I think any team would be very glad to be top four. Like, you know, so what are some key players you're kind of thinking in your mind? I mean, a lot of us have our own opinions, stuff like that. But what do you think? What are some players that are standing out to you and really making a difference in these wins?
I mean, you have to, when you're talking about players to make a difference, you kind of have to talk about senior Matt Bradley.
Okay.
I mean, he's the guy who's been starting to come into his own as of late. He's been making more shots. He's been making more points. San Diego State, they really depended on a guy like Matt Bradley, especially after so many other seniors have graduated. You know, we've seen Yanni Wetzel, Malachi Flynn, KJ Fagan all graduated. So they needed some more shooting from their guards, from their forwards. Matt Bradley has been that guy who's come in and shot a lot better and kind of helps buoy that offense a little bit. Bradley, he has shot 45% from field goal range, and from three-pointer, he's at a comfortable 33% in terms of his threes. So he's been a guy who San Diego State can consistently look at in terms of they need offensive production. So they're going to look to Matt Bradley to create some opportunities. And even when Matt Bradley is, like, say, getting double covered or forced take outside shots he's not comfortable with, he can always swing it out and pass to a guy like, I don't know, Lamont Butler, or then go back towards the inside and get Keshawn Johnson or Nathan Mensah. There's a lot of options here that comes from the fact that Bradley is on the court.
Very knowledgeable, I can see, because when you aren't stuck in those tight spots, you know, some people just go for it, but he's very knowledgeable about his surroundings, and he's very knowledgeable about, okay, who's my second-hand man? Who's behind me? Who's next to me? So he's very knowledgeable around the court. He's on the court, and he knows where his people are at. I think that's very good as a player, as a well-rounded player. You're visual, and you know, where are my men at? Where are my guys at?
And obviously, head coach Dutcher has head of himself. He knows his potential isn't there at what we want to see. But once he's on the scoring board and he could score and really show his presence, he's unstoppable. So I think we still have that to see yet, I think, in my personal opinion. And we talked about this before. We see his potential. And obviously this last game against New Mexico, he showed it very, very good. Mm-hmm. So Colorado, let's say our predictions now. I think that SDSU is starting to pick up this rhythm. I feel it. Probably, maybe I could be wrong. Like I said, I'm not great at predictions, but last time we did predict that we were going to win.
You're close.
Won. Yeah, right? So I think we beat Colorado. Very tight game, though. We're going to beat them at their house. And then we come Sunday, where I'm going to be witnessing another win against Nevada.
Okay.
What's your score predictions?
Oh, if I could predict an accurate score prediction for a basketball game, I think I would just rather take the lottery numbers if I could predict that right.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you like an exact score per se. I'll give you a range. I'll give you a nice range.
Let's do that.
That's fair.
Look, these are two teams that are, when they're rolling at full cylinders, very high-powered offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Very boom or bust, as you can say. However, San Diego State has a very excellent defense at the same time.
Mm.
So the defense really going to have to step up to the plate here and try and hold up. They're going to have to bend against Colorado State, but they can't break.
Okay.
That's what they have to do. I'm going to say this is going to be a close game, though. It's going to be decided by, I think it'll be decided by single digits is what I'm expecting. It's going to be a single digit. One team's going to come out of here barely clinging on, but they're going to take the win. It's going to be a single-digit win. Probably, I'll say, in the range of 5 to 8 points. I'm never really aware of what betting odds or what the betting lines are for this game.
Spread, yeah, I should check out the spread as we speak on ESPN. But right here we saw Matt Bradley. Last time they played, he got 26 points.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Maybe we could even bet on that. You know, I mean, Valentine's is coming up. Maybe, Jason, we could go on a little date, something like that, and you could take me out if I win.
I think
I would like if Matt Bradley got at least 20 points.
Yeah.
I think that's doable.
I think that's doable. Right? Last game, he did 14.
And you're right. We did win that last game against Colorado State.
But that means they're coming for blood.
Yeah, that means you're right. They're coming for blood this time. But now we're in their place. Now we're in their house.
Yeah.
We got to go there. They came to us last time. Now we're coming to them. And this is going to be
definitely a game you're going to want to watch. If you have FS1, if you can hear it on the radio, I really recommend you watching this game, because this is probably going to be one of the better games of the season. I mean, they're out here wanting, it's on their territory.
We said this is tomorrow, but I'm sorry.
This is tomorrow. Friday, tomorrow at 6 p.m., correct.
Okay, so just to ignore the fact that the Winter Olympic opening ceremony is on tomorrow, watch the Aztecs instead.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully you guys watch the game, honestly.
Yeah, ESPN is saying the match predictor is 49.4% for SDSU and 50.6%. So even ESPN is saying it's very tight. Mm-hmm. The spread, there's no spread at the moment. I think they haven't updated that yet, but that's fairly close game. So that's one to look out for. I think we all agree that if SDSU is on a good day, they will win this match.
Oh, for sure.
But it is going to be a tight one, especially when you're at someone else's house. But let's go to Sunday, where they're playing one of the lowest ranked teams in conference for Sunday. Let me go down here. Yep, Sunday, and it's going to be here at Viejas Arena against Nevada Wolfpack. How are we feeling about that?
Feeling a little more confident against Nevada. This is, like what you said, Danny, this is a team that's kind of like at or near the bottom of the Mountain West Conference. Used to give a lot of problems towards San Diego State in the past. Yeah, they kind of like slotted right near like the bottom tier in terms of standing, at least. I'm not saying anything about their talent. I'm talking about within the standings. Like, their team is 9-10 overall, got a 3-5 conference record. But again, we kind of were saying the same thing about Utah State, and then they completely whooped us.
Mm.
So you can never count out any team, especially a team that might be really desperate and trying to take down a top dog like San Diego State. But still, despite all of that, I'm still confident in the Aztecs coming away with a victory against Nevada.
Yeah, yeah. So Nevada, as you said, they're 1-5 away. So that does itch them a little bit, a little chip on their back. And like we said, Viejas Arena is probably one of the best places in the conference. You could come here and play, and you'll likely have that home advantage. So I think they always take care of that home advantage, and they push really through it, and they bring out a show. So
no pun intended.
Yeah. And 3-5 in conference, Nevada. And at this point, if potentially SDSU beats Colorado State, there'd be 5-2. So everything implies SDSU needs to show that powerhouse that they have. And as we keep talking, we're getting closer and closer to March Madness. And we all want to see them in the big dance, right? This is where it falls out to. If we're in there, that we're in the big party, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how we get there as long as we get there, right?
Exactly.
Obviously, a winning streak would be preferred, but I'm ready to talk about that. Obviously, we'll have you again, Jason, on here to talk specifically about that. We'll be in hopefully we'll be in Vegas covering them.
Yep.
But we're a couple. I mean, we have all February to go. Yeah, still talking. So we're early in the semester. So by the end of this month, this is the third today. By the end of this month, we'll have different news. Hopefully it's on our favor. Daniela, do you have anything else to say going based off the men's basketball before we jump into women's?
I mean, I'm just very excited to see. I think we worked on all the kinks. The last couple of games, I think we're starting to get in our rhythm. I mean, we have key players like Matt Bradley, Kishaw Johnson.
He did really good by the
way. Yeah,
I liked it.
Well,
I actually got to see it.
He got a double-double the last game. I mean,
lovely.
It's just, I think we're working it out together. I think it's all coming into play. And I'm very, like, excited. I haven't been this excited about basketball in a long time. I'm not really, like, too into basketball. I mean, I'm starting to learn all the different sports. I started learning about football and all that. So I'm actually just very excited. It's really fun to keep up with teams that are so just
it's just on edge, like on edge games, and I'm very excited. And I think we're going to take the win against Colorado. Hopefully my prediction's right. I come back next week and I'm like, I was right, everyone. Okay. Hopefully.
We'll definitely tweet about it if we're right. I'll be there for sure. But now let's jump into women's. They snapped out of their losing streak and now they're on a win streak. So let's talk about that. Daniela has the latest update. She did great, by the way, again on this broadcast this last week. Check it out if you haven't. It's a special broadcast. Probably see some of, I won't say who, but they were making Rice Krispies and they look very good. I still want some. But go check out the this week's live broadcast at the Daily Aztec on YouTube. And you can also catch up on what Daniela had to say. But jumping in to the women's matchups.
As of recent news, Wednesday night, the women's barely won with a last second shot, 68-67. I mean, that was a great win for them. And then, you know, obviously, you know, a comeback win from Friday, last Friday night against New Mexico, 59-46. I mean, they fell short, but I mean, Sofia Ramos, though, she had a great game.
She's been going off, definitely.
She scored an impressive 27 points.
Wow.
6 made threes. I mean, she basically had almost half of the whole score of the night.
Yeah,
so, I mean, she is really making a difference, and it's really great for them that they got a win. I hope they can keep it up. I hope that they get this motivation to keep going up. And so, with that, I believe we're number 5. In the conference?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not too bad either. I mean, men's are 4th.
Men's are 4th, women are 5th. Yeah, they're right there in the thick of it.
That's what I'm saying. We're right there too. So, I mean, I'm very excited for the women, for the women's team. And I'm excited to see more of Sofia Ramos, honestly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, like, surprised if she gets a triple-double very soon.
It's very possible.
Yeah, yeah. And their next opponent, actually, if I scroll down here, is Boise State. So, and they're playing there. So that is this Saturday, actually, at 12. I'll be trying to tune in on that. But then they play Nevada here at Viejas. So go Aztecs, always giving us the best updates and the best information. We always credit them for this information. Best source, obviously, to get it from. But it's going to be interesting as well, seeing how they finish up this season as we get into March. Big dance as well.
Very exciting. But on other news, Swim and Dive is doing amazing.
Yo.
I mean, their team is just so interesting, and it's so fun to see them. So the team won their senior day against the University of San Diego last Friday afternoon. The team has 36 dual meet winnings.
Wow.
It's a streak. 13 just from this season. It's a streak. So they're, you know, they're killing it. They're really taking hold of what they can do. And their big conference meet will be on February 16th through the 19th in Texas.
Oh, wow.
So it's very interesting to see how they're going to do. I mean, they're looking sharp. They're looking great. And it's just such interesting. It's so cool to see our teams winning, especially with that 36 winning streak. That's pretty impressive, in my opinion. I mean, it's really cool. What do you guys think?
No, oh, yeah. Jason, editor, what do you think?
I mean, it's probably one of the most slept on sports right here in San Diego State right now. Not a lot of people are talking about a team that's literally won 36 meets in a row dating back to last year.
Wow.
I mean, this is a very well-coached team. They should be more well-known. I mean, if you want to check us out at the Daily Aztec, Andrew Finley, the assistant sports editor, did a little bit of write-up on their previous win, the win to get them to number 36. But they play right next to the tennis team, so I've seen them practicing sometimes. People who go watch the tennis teams will see them practice all the time. This is a really talented team. They should hopefully be getting some national attention sooner or later. If that win streak gets up to 50, I don't want to say anything too much right now, but if it gets up to 50, maybe we'll finally get some national coverage for this team.
That'd be great for them. Honestly, that would just be so great. You're right. Just like a lot of sports, I mean, I know I love basketball. I love football. That's great. But look at like all these women's sports, you know? And then speaking upon women's sports, I mean, track and field, up my alley. Track and field just had their first indoor meet the past weekend. And their women's 4x400 meter relay team just got their second fastest time in SDSU history.
That's crazy.
Time of 3:39.
That's
fast. Yep. That's really fast, you know? So, I mean, you got to really keep up with all these women's sports just as much as the men's, because these women out here, they're making moves and they're definitely making their mark, and they're not going to go unseen.
They're killing it. And they actually have a meet tomorrow, right, in New Mexico? Collegiate Classic. So try to keep up with them. I think the next time they're here in town, they're coming back on March it's really, it's till March. They're coming back to California in Fullerton. La Jolla would be the closest you guys get them here, March 12th on a Saturday. By then, spring is probably going to be blossoming at full pace. So that'd be nice to catch one of their meets for track, especially if you said broke a record, second best in history. So it's nice to witness that at least.
Oh, yeah.
And SDSU sports right here. I feel like we're always doing relatively good in one sport or another. So it's good, like you said, you pointed it out. Women's are actually doing that for us this year. Any other sports that we should talk about precisely that probably acknowledge for the people that haven't kept up with SDSU sports, Daniela?
Tennis, golf.
Tennis. Oh, tennis is also as well, 3-0, if I'm not mistaken.
I can actually speak a little bit on the tennis team.
Yeah, you covered them last year, the year before that, right?
I was the beat writer for the men's and the women's tennis team. The women's team was, I believe, and sorry for out there if any of y'all listening, I believe the women's team was stronger than the men's team at some points during the season. They have a very strong transfer who came in from, I believe it was University of Texas or Texas Tech, one of those two. And they've already started off at 3-0. They were looking very strong before COVID forced them to drop their 2020 season. And then the season after that, they had a couple injury problems, I know that, but they were still looking very strong. It's a team that is it's very balanced. They're very strong at the top, but then when it gets to more of their lower teams, like their number three teams or like the lower seeds within the singles division, this is a very strong, balanced team that can win almost any match that they play against.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know Coach over there, I've talked with him. I've had a lot of interviews with him. Very nice man. Very good. Very fun to talk with. He's coaching his team up very well right now. And please, just go out and watch some of these games. These are very fun games to watch. These are very fun matches to watch with some very strong, very competitive athletes on the field. Or not technically on the field, but on the court. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Field, court, all of it.
Potato, potato.
3-0. They play the Arizona Wildcats this weekend, too. So a lot of sports. I like it. I love spring. I love fall, too, but spring is just gives me this
vibrant.
It's very
energetic. Yep. Just,
it makes
really
me
cool.
Want to run myself and play sports,
right?
I just want to
go back out, run around the track.
if we're talking like seasons, I've always been a fan of winter myself. I really like the cold. I mean, I've always been a guy who loves to bundle up, put on a lot of clothes, put on a lot of blankets when I go to bed. But hey, if we're talking sports, spring is amazing because football, like the football season just getting into like the Super Bowl, baseball season slowly starting to come back.
Baseball season starting, right?
Hint for next week, baseball. Hint.
Just a week away, right? Or 2 weeks away, right?
Yeah,
before.
2 weeks.
So,
Rob Manfred, get your bleep together challenge. End the lockout.
I'm not too much into baseball, but I know I'll keep up with them because I have to. But we'll have an expert on that, so be very attentive to that announcement soon. But as you heard it here again, we're doing fairly well in sports. Obviously, we're trying to keep up with the basketball as much as we can, and we're gonna keep bringing in more sports writers, but we obviously had to get our editor from sports.
He had to be the first one.
And we'll just go there.
I didn't have to be the first one, but I appreciate you guys having me on the first one.
Yeah, hopefully you could convince Finley now to come.
Literally.
And then we'll go from there. And we also, like I said, eventually we will have a round table where multiple sports writers are here and could talk about different sports and essentially do a little something we don't know about you, Jason. I'll probably ask you right now that you would want to probably put out there. I know this is something Jim Trotter told us, one of his guest speakers told us, if you ever want to end an interview on a good note, please tell us something that no one else knows about you, and it can't be the same one we use that class. So we'll end it like that, and I'll probably tell you something. We'll keep it nice. You get to know me and then a little bit more.
Okay.
And obviously, Sarah said to make this 30 minutes, so we're almost at that mark. So that's why we're doing this. Want to extend that, and maybe you guys could get to know us a little better. And it's not always us rambling about Matt Bradley and soccer. So I think this way you could probably tease us a little
personal.
Bit.
A little more personal. A little more.
All right. Well, I'm not dropping the bomb I dropped in Trotter's class. That's a little too much for a little too personal.
Hopefully, he could pay attention to our podcast and say, hey, you guys have to do this better. So,
okay. So, sure. I have two brothers. I'm the youngest of three. And out of the three of us, I am the only one to hit a home run in baseball.
Oh, wow.
I was. I was in Little League, and I hit it right over the top of the chain link fence. Still counts, though, because it went over the fence, so it was a home run. And I'm the only one to have ever gotten a home run out of my three brothers, and I kind of still hang it over them. This is like, hey, hey, you guys got those comps, but I'm the only one who hit the home run.
He never let it go. He never let it go.
I'm guessing you have that memory very vividly since you were the only one that did.
I ended up going to high school with the same kid I hit the home run off of.
The pitcher.
Yeah, the pitcher I hit it off of. So sometimes I'll tell him, like, hey, man, remember to hit a home run off you? And he would just look at me and say, he'd say a couple words that I can't repeat on the air, so.
Okay, Danny, your turn.
No, you.
Me?
Women first.
Hey, you made me go first. What the heck?
No, because you're a special guest. I just give him a love tap right now. You can hear it, though.
Interesting about me. I don't really know. I mean, I guess...
It's something... It could even be something that no one knows about you. That's how we're putting it. No one knows. I'll share my secret.
Okay. I've only ever won one race, ever. And I was in middle school. Yeah, it was a mile, I believe. It was a mile. It was at Riverside City College. Okay. Shout out to the IE. And it was there. I was, like, in middle school. I think it was in middle school. And that was the first time I won a race. After that, I couldn't anymore because the competition is just so fierce. So I ran track and cross country basically my whole life. So yeah, I only was able to win one race, but it was probably not one of the best races I've ever had, but it was just such a glory moment. It's like to have no one in front of you and you're the first one across that line is definitely a different feeling. So I don't know, I guess I always just held that close to my heart.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now that's very special. When winning, always special. I think like Jason explained it right now, his first home run. I was going to go off on something else, but let's keep it in sports, and that way we could build up to something.
We gotta warm each other up a little bit.
Yeah. So for me, some people might know it, but I'll just put it out there. I actually tore my ACL, meniscus, medial, and lateral just about 5 years ago, and today actually was my anniversary, that's crazy, of getting surgery, and I'm 5 years in. I came back strong. It sucks that it happened on a final game, last second. I go for a slide tackle, goes bad. Guy chips our goalkeeper, game finishes, whistle blows, and that was it for our conference. Luckily, that next season after, we went back to a back championship with the Napa Valley College. So if you know that, that's a good way, a good story to say, end off. You know, I tore my ACL. It's the, you know, career-ending injury that after that you really don't come back, or you come back, but with, you know, some consequences. You probably have early arthritis and stuff, but I got into rehab, did well, and, you know, came back and won two championships. So I think that's my something you guys didn't know, if you guys already knew. If you didn't know, that was my thing. Came back from injury, two championships on my belt, and now I'm here at SDSU. I wanted to play, but, I mean, SDSU is on another level.
Yeah.
They don't want a 27-year-old playing for them, probably. Oh, so.
Nah. Hey, they need that veteran leadership. What are you talking about?
Possibly. True. I'm down to just be on the bench and be like,
I'm dead.
You know, coach, put me in the last 2 minutes. I got you. Let me just do a little chilenita or something.
Let's show off a little shine right now.
So I hope you guys like that little bit. We'll probably introduce that a little bit more with all of our guest viewers. Oh, nice. We went extra 5 minutes. So, Sarah, I hope you like that.
Yeah,
extra
make sure 5 minutes. Check out next week's weekly broadcast and all the other podcasts from your Daily Aztec.
Yeah, that's it from us here, straight from the Daily Aztec Multimedia Room. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you liked this special podcast with today's special guest. Stay tuned for the next Spear Sports Report. I'm Juan Daniel Avila.
And I'm Danielle Ramirez.
I'm Jason Freund.
There you guys.